Good evening. Hope all of you had a good afternoon. Sometimes we maybe don't consider what something small can do. There's a story that goes something like this. I mean, this is a true story, but it said a Macedonian general threatened to attack Sparta in the 4th century B.C. He warned the Spartan generals, "You are advised to submit without further delay, for if I bring my army on your land, I will destroy your farms, slay your people, and raze your city." That's kind of a significant threat. The Spartan generals replied, "If." That's it. If. If you bring them, it may not turn out that way. You might get into something you don't want to be into. Turns out that the Macedonians decided maybe they didn't want to invade Sparta, and so the war never took place. One simple little word, if. Sometimes we need to think about some simple little words. Tonight, if you will, open your Bibles to Psalms chapter 37 for just a few minutes. We won't be long. We won't be long tonight, but this is a psalm of David. David was, as we all know, grew up a little shepherd boy. And later on, he finds himself as the king of Israel. And not only the king of Israel, but probably the greatest king of Israel. The Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart, yet David found himself in some situations, some of his own doing, in which he had to look to God and ask for God's help. Sometimes he had to repent, and there are other things that we might look at in David's life. But he wrote this Psalm 37, to Psalm of David. In the King James it says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Tonight, as we just look at this for a few minutes, he begins here, you know, David at times found himself as a young man who was a faithful servant to Saul the king. Yet King Saul became very jealous and sought to end David's life on more than one occasion. He had those problems. He had issues later on in life where two of his sons tried to take the throne from him. And there were numerous things that David encountered. And as you think about David and all the things that were in his life, and he writes here, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers." You know, sometimes we see things going in the world and we don't understand why. And we see shootings, we see all these kind of things take place. And they're very discouraging. Brian back here and the fireman recently had to make a run into one of the medical buildings where there was a shooting taking place. And, you know, you wonder why that kind of evil exists. You wonder why some things take place in the world. And if we're not careful, we can begin to fret about it and to let it get us down. But, you know, God is in control. He's still in control. And as David says here, we need to have the mindset to not fret because of evildoers. Because it says, they shall soon be cut down like the grass. The time will come when God will correct all those things. You and I need to live our lives and continue on serving God. Then he comes down here in verse 3, and he says, trust in the Lord. Trust. Trust, that's a fairly small word. But trust is sometimes hard to do. Things occur in life, and sometimes I'm as bad as anybody, worse than some. Get to wanting things to happen and get to wanting to help it happen. But he tells us to trust in the Lord and to do good. We just trust God, keep doing what's right. And notice what he says if we do that. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. In some of the other translations, it says a little bit differently. It means basically the same thing, but in this one here is the Christian Standard Bible. And in that verse 3, it says, trust in the Lord and do what is good. Dwell in the land and live securely. Live securely. In the English Standard, I'm sorry, if I can get open to the right place. In the New English, it says, trust in the Lord, do good, dwell in the land, and befriend faithfulness. Befriend faithfulness. So we just need to be faithful and continue to trust in God. So those are some things that some of the other translations have to say about that. But King James says, verily thou shalt be fed. God will take care of us. Verse 4, he says, delight thyself also in the Lord. Delight. this is an area that I've taken quite a bit of criticism over the years. I'm a person who, I don't smile easily. It's not in my nature to smile a whole lot. Just not that I'm not happy and not satisfied, it's just that I'm just not a smiley type person. And I know that I should be, but it doesn't come naturally for me. And my mother used to get aggravated at me because in school, my favorite picture was when I was in the eighth grade of all of my school pictures, because that year I made up my mind I was not going to attempt to smile. I was going to be natural for one time in a picture, and I thought it looked more like me than any picture I ever had, because every time I tried to force a smile, it didn't turn out very good. But, you know, we really, and I'm talking to myself as much as anybody, I need to take more delight and express it. And that's not something that I do easily, but people notice. And I sometimes have people say, well, you should smile. Well, yeah, I should. But it's just not something that comes easy. But here in the Bible here, David says, delight thyself in the Lord. So if we get our focus on the Lord, it really should be a whole lot easier to delight ourselves. And sometimes I fall short there. So if you want to chide me for it, well, please do, and tell me that I need to put a smile on my face, and I'll work on it. But just know that it's not something that comes real easily for me. It's not that I'm upset. It's just the way I am. Part of it may be because of my career. I always, was supposed to look gruff, I was principal and superintendent. I was supposed to be sour, but really before that I was pretty well, that was my personality anyway. So he goes on here, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. So there's a good reward there if we find that delight. If we delight ourselves in the Lord, there's a good promise that goes with it, that God will give us the desires of our heart. Then in verse 5 he says commit. There's another little word, commit. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Is that easy to do? Well, I think everyone here wants to do that. I don't see anybody here that I have doubt but what you want to be committed to the Lord. But life gets in the way sometimes, and we let other things kind of sidetrack us. But it says, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and then what does it say? He shall bring it to pass. Those things that we worry about and want to try to force it to come about on our own, sometimes we'd be better off if we just back up and commit it to God. In one of the translations, it says, commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. Commit to God and trust him, and God will act. And in the other translation, in the Christian Standard, you'd be sure I'm in the right verse, says, commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. It translates it the same way. So, if you want God to act, what do we have to do? Commit it to him. Trust him. And then it goes on in verse 6 and says, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Those are further promises if we commit. And then in verse 7, it says, rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. And wait patiently for him. How many of you, patience is a strong suit of yours? Well, it's really not a strong suit of mine. And it should be. I need to learn to be patient. I need to rest. I need to learn to rest in the Lord. And to be patient. Wait on him. And then he goes on and he says, fret not thyself. That goes back up there to verse 1 where he started off. Fret not thyself. So here he comes back to it again. Because of him that prospereth in his way. Because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. So there are those people out there that just plain wicked. They bring about wicked things. And that concerns all of us. And we all wonder why. But the Bible tells us to just to rest and be patient. Let God deal with it. Let God take care of it. He's not giving up control. He still has control. Then in verse 8, he says, cease from anger. Cease from anger. Now, I readily admit that sometimes I can get angry, but I get over it pretty quick. And I shouldn't do that, I know. But I tell you this, I don't hold grudges. I can truthfully say that. I may be angry for just a little bit, but I'm over it. I usually express it, and sometimes I wish I hadn't. But I don't turn it into a grudge. But that's really not good enough. Because the Bible tells us to cease from anger. To quit, don't get angry. So who am I talking to? I'm talking to me as much as anybody. But I need to learn the lesson from that. To cease from anger. And it goes on and says, forsake wrath. Well, I'm not one who, really and truthfully, I'm not one who goes out and tries to get even. I know people who, you do something to them, they'll try to get even with you. I truthfully am not that kind of a person. But, again, he uses this word, fret. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. So we need to stay away from that. He goes on, he says, for evildoers shall be cut off. We know that their end is not going to be good. We can just count on that. God's going to take care of that. He'll make that all right in his time. It's not for us to deal with. But he goes on, those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. You know, I think Jesus tells us that the meek shall inherit the earth. And he also tells us that those who place our faith in him and who trust him will rule with him when it's all said and done. So we'll wind up inheriting the earth along with Jesus. We're going to be joint heirs with Christ. So, with all this in mind, I just thought tonight that we'd look at what David had to say after some of the things that happened to him. And we can kind of consider that and apply that to our own lives. I need to apply it to my life. But there's some things that we need to, some little words we need to look at and concentrate on a little more. We need to learn to trust. We need to learn to delight to commit. We need to learn to rest. And we need to learn to cease from certain things. And anger is one listed here. And we need to stay away from fretting about things. So, with that, I'm going to close. I know that's short, but somebody said get up and say what you got to say and then sit down and shut up. So that's what I'm going to do. Anybody have any comments? Questions? Pat and I would be pleased if y'all would join us Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock out at our place. We'll have some time of fellowship, some food, and so on. Yes, Glenn. That's what she's supposed to do. That's what wives do. They always tell us not to say anything dumb. No.